Hi, everyone, and welcome back to NorwegianClass101.com. This is Upper Beginner Season 1, Lesson 1. You'd be a fool not to buy Norwegian blueberries at these prices. Eric here.
Hello, I'm Ida.
In this season, you'll learn some typical expressions found in advertising. The conversation takes place at a farmer's market.
It's between Marit, who is a radio presenter, and Åsmund, a farmer.
Norwegian daytime radio is informal, so the speakers will be using informal Norwegian. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Jeg på bondens marked, og jeg har med Åsmund. Åsmund, hva du selger?
Jeg selger jordbærsyltetøy, eplesaft og ferske blåbær.
De ser kjempedeilige ut.
Vi har bare de beste varene.
Jeg forstår at du har et stort salg nå.
Ja, det opp til 50% avslag på alle varer ut dagen.
For en stor rabatt. Du selger sikkert alt du har med.
Ja, løp og kjøp.
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
Jeg her på bondens marked, og jeg har med meg Åsmund. Åsmund, hva det du selger?
Jeg selger jordbærsyltetøy, eplesaft og ferske blåbær.
De ser kjempedeilige ut.
Vi har bare de beste varene.
Jeg forstår at du har et stort salg nå.
Ja, det opp til 50% avslag på alle varer ut dagen.
For en stor rabatt. Du selger sikkert alt du har med.
Ja. Løp og kjøp.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Jeg på bondens marked, og jeg har med Åsmund. Åsmund, hva du selger?
I'm here at the farmer's market, and I have with me Åsmund. Åsmund, what is it you're selling?
Jeg selger jordbærsyltetøy, eplesaft og ferske blåbær.
I'm selling strawberry jam, apple juice, and fresh blueberries.
De ser kjempedeilige ut.
They look very delicious.
Vi har bare de beste varene.
We have only the best products.
Jeg forstår at du har et stort salg nå.
I understand you have a big sale on now.
Ja, det opp til 50% avslag på alle varer ut dagen.
Yes, there's a 50% reduction on all products for the rest of the day.
For en stor rabatt.
What a big discount.
Du selger sikkert alt du har med.
You're sure to sell everything you have with you.
Ja, løp og kjøp.
Yeah, hurry while supplies last. Ida, are blueberries a popular fruit in Norway?
Definitely. They grow in the woods. According to Statistics Norway, which has been the official society for Norwegian statistics since 1876, one-third of the Norwegian population picks berries each year. Every year at the very end of the summer, you'll see lots of people picking blueberries in the woods, which is around the time school starts back up in mid-August.
So blueberry picking is related to the start of a new season, autumn.
And it's a typical family excursion that every family member enjoys.
What do people do with blueberries once they've picked them?
They usually make blueberry jam or blueberry juice, though some people enjoy them fresh on homemade pancakes.
Sounds delicious. By the way, what's the Norwegian word for blueberry picking?
Blåbærplukking.
Try it out if you're in Norway at the beginning of autumn, listeners. Okay. Now on, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
å selge.
To sell.
Å selge. Å selge.
Next we have
fersk.
Fresh.
Fersk. Fersk.
Next we have
vare.
Product. Material.
Vare. Vare.
Next we have
salg.
Sale.
Salg. Salg.
Next we have
prosent.
Percent.
Prosent. Prosent.
Next we have
avslag.
Reduction.
Avslag. Avslag.
Next we have
rabatt.
Discount.
Rabatt. Rabatt.
Next we have
sikkert.
Sure.
Sikkert.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase is
bondens marked,
meaning farmer's market. Could you break this phrase down, Ida?
Sure. Bonden means the farmer and marked means market. Please note that en bonde is the indefinite word and bonden is the definite word.
That's why you would translate it as the farmer. When would you use this word?
You use this word when you're talking about markets where farmers sell their products.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, vi skal på bondens marked til helgen.
Which means, we are going to the farmer's market this weekend.
Listeners, please be aware that in Norwegian, the word market has three meanings. The first is a place where a certain product is being traded. For example, loppemarked, flea market, or supermarked, supermarket. The second meaning refers to supply and demand for a certain commodity or product, as in arbeidsmarked, labor market, or eksportmarked, export market.
And the third one is for a group that is considered possible buyers for a certain product.
Right, as in ungdommen et viktig marked for klesindustrien.
Which means the youth are an important market for the clothing industry. Okay. What's the next phrase?
Ut dagen.
Meaning rest of the day.
Ut is a preposition in this case meaning to completion. And therefore, ut dagen literally means throughout the day. So it means the rest of the day.
You use this word when you want to point out that there is a time restriction or a deadline. Are there similar phrases to refer to other parts of the day?
Yes, we use this form not only with dagen, but also with other time references, such as ut året, meaning rest of the year, and ut måneden, meaning rest of the month.
Can you give us an example using one of these phrases?
Sure, for example, you can say programmet fortsetter ut året.
Which means the show will continue for the rest of the year. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Løp og kjøp.
Meaning hurry while the supplies last. I think this literally means run and buy, right?
Exactly. Løp means run and kjøp means buy. You'll hear it a lot on commercials.
You use this phrase when you're talking about a great bargain that might be sold out very quickly, or when merchants want to promote their products.
Right. It's a fixed expression, so even though it's grammatically correct, you don't say the full du må løpe og kjøpe.
Which would be you have to run and buy the item. Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say 50% avslag på dunjakker ut dagen. Løp og kjøp.
Which means 50% reduction throughout the day. Hurry while supplies last. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you will learn some words and phrases that are used in advertisements for sales. In the dialogue between Merit and Asmund, we heard many adjectives and some verbs in the imperative mood.
Adjectives and imperatives are used in a lot of Norwegian advertising, as they help emphasize the product that the seller wants customers to buy. For example, in the dialogue, Åsmund said, "De beste varene,"
meaning the best products,
and "stort salg,"
meaning big sale. Let's start by talking about adjectives and their superlatives. Norwegian is actually not much different from English when it comes to making comparatives and superlatives.
Right, for example, in Norwegian, the modification of the adjective meaning smart would be smart, smartere, smartest. So basically, you just have to remember to add an E to the middle of the comparative. Smartere.
Let's give one more example.
For example, fersk,
meaning fresh.
The comparative is ferskere and the superlative is ferskest.
What's another example?
We have blå meaning blue, which becomes blåere and blåest.
Are there exceptions?
Yes, for example, god, which is the adjective meaning good, it becomes bedre and best.
Meaning better and best. This is very similar to English. And just like English, the best way to learn the irregular conjugations is by heart. Listeners, you'll find the most common ones in the lesson notes.
Now we'll talk about the imperative mood. We already seen it in the expression løp og kjøp,
which means hurry while supplies last. Imperatives are very useful for giving directions and instructions, so it's typical to see verbs in the imperative mood in advertisements.
Like in English, Norwegian imperatives assume that you is the subject, so the speaker usually leaves you out.
How do we make the imperative in Norwegian?
The imperative is the same as the verb stem, which will be the infinitive form without E.
Can you give us an example?
Å hoppe, which means to jump, will drop the final E and become hopp,
meaning jump.
If the verb stem ends with DLE or KLE, you can choose whether you want to write the infinitive form or not. For example, the imperative of å handle can be both handle or handle,
which is the imperative of to shop.
If the verb stem ends with ERE, there will be no acute accent over the last E. For example, å notere,
which means to note.
In the imperative form, it's noter.
How about the negative form?
It's simple. We form negative imperative by using ikke, which is do not or never, at the beginning of the sentence.
Could you give us some examples?
Sure. For example, ikke bry deg om det,
meaning don't worry about it,
and ikke kast bort tiden,
which means don't waste time. With imperatives, you can make many useful expressions, some of which you're sure to see in Norwegian ads.
Right. They're important for avoiding trouble too. You'll want to remember pass på,
which means look out,
and vær forsiktig,
be careful. Okay, to wrap up, let's give some examples of complete sentences that use adjectives and imperatives.
Sure, for example, salget blir større på slutten av sesongen.
The sale will be bigger at the end of the season.
Or, gi meg en bedre pris,
meaning, give me a better price.
Attention Android, iPhone, iPad, and Kindle Fire users.
Want to learn Norwegian on the go with your mobile device?
Then download our free app, Innovative Language 101.
You get all of your favorite Norwegian Class 101 lessons inside this app,
so you can learn anywhere, anytime.
Go to norwegianclass101.com/ill-app to download Innovative Language 101 for free.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Ha det bra.
Jeg på bondens marked, og jeg har med Åsmund. Åsmund, hva du selger?
Jeg selger jordbærsyltetøy, eplesaft og ferske blåbær.
De ser kjempedeilige ut.
Vi har bare de beste varene.
Jeg forstår at du har et stort salg nå.
Ja, Det opp til 50% avslag på alle varer ut dagen.
For en stor rabatt. Du selger sikkert alt du har med.
Ja, løp og kjøp.